The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 1017 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 1017 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Hop over this, man.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? Good afternoon, good afternoon. It is your favorite 2 hours of the day, your lunch break with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios located in the 3rd Street Market Hall. What it do, y'all? It's Wednesday, hump day.
I feel like you had to think about that, right? You said it's
I did. Had to get over the hump. Man.
Yeah, I know. That's right. We almost there. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
How you feeling, Shannon? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Super excited that it's Wednesday. We getting closer and closer to Family Fest. Super excited about that. That seems to be, you know, coming together real nice. We got that. That's going to be dinner for the people.
It's going to be pretty smooth. I actually bumped into Emmett James yesterday. He was walking out getting his hair twisted. So
okay.
I was he's like, "Yeah, man." And then he gave me another flyer for a show he got, the big band barbecue, I think, that he does on.
All right.
You said he Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, he's a huge supporter. Yeah, huge supporter. But yeah, man, it was excited to see him and talk about Truth Family Fest, and I know he's gonna bring a lot of dope energy to that, and I'm looking forward to seeing the families that day, man. So yeah, man, I'm super excited about that, Shannon. So today, man, on the menu, we got a full menu. Once again, 833-212-1017, that is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. We got a lot on the menu today, a full menu, actually. I don't know if y'all gonna even be able to get through all this food that we got cooking, but man, I had a pretty interesting night. I'm gonna go through the menu real quick. We're gonna talk about today some of the storms that happened. We had a brief storm in Milwaukee yesterday, but it came through quick, and it had some power. So we're going to talk about that, some of the damages that we saw across the city. Then we also want to talk about, speaking of storms, you know, we want to get into the menu of Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana went 8 days without power, and nobody talking about it, but guess who is? The Lunch Break crew. And then,
hello.
Right. Then we want to go talk about Detroit pays students $100 a week for perfect attendance. We want to get into that and what's y'all thoughts on that. And then also that we want to talk about Something we didn't get to touch on it yesterday. Organ donations. The importance of that in Black Milwaukee. And then if we got time, there was a fake dentist, Shannon, that was in people's mouths and got 144 G's judgment against them. So we're going to talk about that. And then revisiting the road rage shooting that we spoke about briefly yesterday as well. And just, you know, just talk about some of those things that we were relating it to. And I got some takes I want to add to that, because I know we talked about a few times how toxins and exposure to chemicals impact people's behaviors and so forth. And then we was able to dive into that on one of the Grapevine shows the other day. So want to revisit that as well. But Shannon, man, how was your day, man?
Man, it's been pretty good. Definitely just, you know, to be in Milwaukee, super excited about that. But yeah, it's been good. It's been good.
So you flying in. You flying into the town.
Man, I'm flying in. I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow and be in there by night.
Hey. Hey.
You know what I mean? Say we going to be in studio.
We in studio. So we got an in studio. We might need to do a meet and greet tomorrow at 3rd Street Market Hall. You know what?
Dang, the views and opinions.
Look, see? That's what I'm, hit the button. Hit the button. You know Sheree is in here.
The hosts and guests of this program are of their own.
We got Sheree in here at 12:30, so don't be giving me no
listening.
She's gonna be like, you need to run those photos by me, please. Man, but Shannon, tell the people where they can find us, man, real quick. Talk to our cousins.
Of course. Make sure you guys look at us on YouTube. You can watch us live if you are looking for us on YouTube. It's 1017 The Truth. You can also join the chat. Our chat. It's
all right.
Okay. So let's try that again.
That was a big
plan. If you guys would like to listen to us on YouTube, you guys can head over to 1017 The Truth, where you can watch us live in studio. You can also join the chat. Our chat is always super active, and it's a community over there. Make sure you give us a call at 833-212-1017. You can text that number.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow your host. Ray, what you thinking? Look, the mic.
So, my I'll close it up for you. Follow maybe Shannon at MayBeShannon _. You could also follow me at RayNitti. And you can follow us on all platforms. That is our names on all platforms. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. I ain't on Snapchat, though. But, you know, you can find us on all the platforms. All the platforms. Make sure you follow us. And make sure you join our Facebook community, the Lunch Break community. Come eat with us, y'all. We breaking bread over there. Real bread over there. Come holler at us. We having a good time. We building a real community. We building a real family over there. So look for the Lunch Break group on Facebook. And if you want to join us and our cousins live on the chat and so forth and see what we got going on, follow the YouTube group, which is 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe, please. Bring somebody to lunch with you today. We really, really would appreciate it.
Why? What was that?
Turned into Grover.
Well, I thought you said, like it was good. I was like, okay, good.
What said, big what? Eyes you have.
The better to see you. Dang, I don't know who I just turned into. But
we going through some things over here today.
Man, but yeah, man, join us. We building a community. Shouts out to everybody in the chat already, Babar in the chat. Man, I went through what we got on the menu. Yesterday we had a pretty interesting show yesterday, man. What was your thoughts yesterday? Anything you want to retouch on before we go to break in and get into this menu for today, Shannon?
Yeah, so honestly, I'm just super excited if we do have time to touch on the road rage incident and talk more about ways that people can emotionally regulate and things of that nature. So that's one of the things I'm excited to touch on that we did briefly talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you guys, we're going to go on break and then we're going to come back. We're don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
Working me. She working me. Urging me. It be urging me. Chill it up, the top of cold, the curtain, please. I decided to go up like Major League. She just popped the just like poking beans. She just popped the say I hurt her knees. She hurting me. Rich Don Hercules.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to your favorite 2 hours of the day, your lunch break. Yes, you were punched in with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth live from the American Family Insurance Studios. What it do, man? What y'all eating? I'm hungry, man. I done started a fast 1,700 days in a row, and I keep eating by noon.
Wait, what?
Ready to eat some right now.
Right?
Man, I've been starting this diet over for 5 years.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
I always do good in the morning, though. I always do good in the morning. But 833-212.
So you don't eat breakfast?
Man, you know what?
So you don't eat breakfast. So you do fast.
I do fast. Breakfast is actually probably my favorite meal of the day. But I try to intermittent fast. And then I try not to eat until around like 3 or 4. So lately it's been a lot easier because I've been on from like 12 to 4. So, you know, I might slide some peanut butter cookies in there. But, you know, who's counting?
Right, you know what? I support. You know, you gotta support.
Man, so Shannon, what you got for the appetizer today? I know we had a couple appetizers, but you had one in particular we wanted to share with the guests today. I said guests,
so
with our audience.
So this morning, I wanted to share with you guys what's going on TikTok. There's a portion of TikTok that feels like Miss Rachel needs to stay teaching the kids. And there's one that believes that she needs to use her platform to out. And that all starts because Miss Rachel is known for teaching toddlers their ABCs and counting and kindness. But right now, she's using that massive platform to talk about something much heavier: race, violence, and the deaths of Black people. After previously saying Black boys deserve to grow up, Miss Rachel has continued speaking out despite receiving hateful and racist backlash online. So she said that after the Nolan Wells case, Miss Rachel made a statement saying Black boys deserve to grow up. Gotcha. And the racist people, they ain't feeling that. They don't like that. They said, shut up and dribble. And now she's making another statement and getting people talking. On Tuesday, Miss Rachel posted, listen to the Black community. Black people do not hang themselves from trees. Because as we know, there's been a string of Black people, you know, in the South, turning up, hanging from trees, and it's been basically called suicides. She was raising concerns about a series of cases in which Black people have reportedly been found hanging from trees, with reports citing at least 7 such deaths. But the larger point is about listening to the Black community when they are raising concerns about patterns of violence, whether these deaths are being properly investigated. And that's where the story gets even bigger, because Miss Rachel is facing criticism from people who believe she should stay out of racial and political conversations. At the same time, people across social media are rallying behind her and they're praising her for putting her platform on the line and refusing to stay silent. So whether or not you agree with every statement she's making on the one thing is undeniable. She's no longer just talking about ABCs. She's talking about Black lives, and she's willing to take the backlash that comes with it. So what I want to know is, what would you want your favorite children's entertainer to stay completely neutral? Or do you respect someone more when they're willing to speak up about issues? And we also have a clip for you guys to kind of listen to.
Boys deserve to grow up. And people took that and made it so controversial when it's not controversial. It's factual. And y'all should have already known Ms. Rachel and what she stood for. And y'all should have known that she was going to stand on business as she's done before. Black boys, keyword boys, deserve to grow up. Because if you look at the adultification of our black children, one of the things that is very common that I just recently talked about is how little girls are so quick to be called fast, or how young boys even are looked at as young men as soon as they're 11, 12 years old. It doesn't matter what he looks like, how tall he is, or anything else. An 11, 12 year old boy is still a little boy at the end of the day. And see, this is why I like Miss Rachel, because she's not just a child entertainer, she's a child advocate. She's also a preschool teacher. You should want a preschool teacher, or any teacher for that matter, to advocate for any and all children that they either come in contact with, or any child-based cause there is in the world. Because at the end of the day, when someone decides to become a teacher or anything working with children in that capacity, you should want them to have the very best intentions, and you should want them to have high expectations for those children, and you should want them to hope those children succeed. So yeah, when people say black boys deserve to grow up, that's what they mean. Black boys deserve to grow up to be strong black men who could be businessmen, teachers, doctors, lawyers. Black boys deserve to grow up and have those opportunities.
Man, shouts out to Miss Rachel, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Miss Rachel. So the question is, would you want your favorite your favorite children's entertainer to stay completely neutral, stay out of the mix, or do you respect somebody that is going to speak up about issues affecting children?
Yeah, I think I definitely want anybody that I'm supporting or putting my kids constantly in front of with an iPad to have their best interests in mind. So yeah, I would want that from a Miss Rachel or from what was Buddy from Blue's Clues? You know what I mean? Like
Steve
from Blue's Clues, man. And yeah, I would want that.
I mean, even when you think back to like Mr. Roger, right? You think about like him doing all types of things. Like I remember seeing a video saying like when it was still like pools were still segregated, he had an episode where him and a black man put their feet in like a kiddie pool together. Mm-hmm. And that was just like outrageous for the time. But they pointed out that kids shows were meant to push the envelope because we're raising the next generation. When you think about Sesame Street and all of the, you know, all of the Muppets that are going through whatever they're going through, it's meant to show kids like people live differently than you, and that's okay. So I don't know. I definitely feel like children's shows are meant to teach our kids. Like, I don't want them sitting in front of something that's super neutral. Yeah, like teach them other things, but it's meant to teach life lessons. And I feel like a lot of these kids shows are missing that these days. A lot of times they're looking on YouTube at like the basics, but like life lessons aren't being, you know, taught. So Miss Rachel is doing what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And what she say? Listen to black people when they say they aren't hanging themselves from trees. Because Billie Holiday had a song called Strange Fruit. And if you haven't listened to that song, you should listen to it by Billie Holiday. It's called Strange Fruit. Man,
listen, might want to deep dive into that too, because I heard some things about them not wanting her to perform that song. And
yeah, absolutely. They don't ever want creatives or artists or talent using their platforms to empower and educate the masses. They don't want Miss Rachel,
because they know.
Yeah, they don't want Miss Rachel.
They
telling
know what
folks.
Her influence is.
They don't want Billie Holiday in those times singing a song called Strange Fruit, which is really talking about black bodies hanging from trees. Yeah, that was an entertaining for them back then.
Not I would imagine. All.
They didn't even want Kaepernick taking the knee. And we forgot that.
But they know.
Go ahead.
I think they know how big influence is, especially when it's not to do with politics, because a lot of people don't want to listen to the politicians. They vote for them, but who they really are listening to is the people. They're listening to the entertainers. They're listening to the influencers. Mm-hmm. If we're being honest, I feel like a lot of times they're looking to people that they can relate to on a more human level to tell them what's going on. And that's why they use influencers and entertainers. And that's why people be so upset when people take a stance.
Absolutely, 100%. And that's why they try to silence you and say, hey, shut up and just dribble. Shut up and throw a football. Shut up and make a rap song. Shut up and post a photo. Mm-hmm. Don't use your freedom to think for yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, I do think entertainers, creatives, anybody with a platform, we should be pushing the envelope. Because if we see something that is not right, if we see something that is not right and we just dwell in silence, I think that silence is just as equivalent to the violence.
Like, I know that's right.
So, but that's what I got before.
Especially when you know you have so many people, you know, listening to you and looking at you, especially our next generations. Like,
yeah. Yep, 100%. Well, don't go anywhere, y'all. When we come back, we will have Miss Cherie talking to us about Truth Family Fest coming up after these messages on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. How y'all doing? It's your favorite 2 hours of the day. It's your lunch break, y'all. We got Miss Cherie in the building, Shannon.
Hello.
Literally in the building.
I know, that's right.
Y'all know I play too much, so let's stick to the script. Don't get the plan. Shouts out to everybody that is just tuning in. Man, we got Truth Family Fest coming up, and you here to bring us some great information. I know Shannon got some questions. I got some questions as well. But how you doing?
I'm doing good. It feels good to be back in the studio.
I know.
You know, with my people. Yes. This is nice.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel great.
So Truth Family Fest is coming up. This weekend.
Yes, this Saturday.
Tell us about it.
So True Family Fest will be coming up this Saturday, August 22nd at Riverside University High School.
My school.
What's up?
My school. Hey.
And it'll be from 11 to 2, and it's free. Free for all. Free for everyone to come. It will be community resources there, back to school supplies. It will be food from our local vendors. It will be physical and educational activities for the kids to do. So high impact, high engaged events, as well as local performers. So we have the whole, it's like, it's going to be an impact, high energy day. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about it.
I just got checked by one of our cousins. I know you got a question, Shannon, but I got to do this right. They said, Miss Cherie? Put some more respect on her name, please, my partner. That is a true pioneer of 101.7 The Truth. He said, that is the one, the only Miss Cherie Harris.
Oh, my goodness. So who said that?
That's right.
Sir Chauncey said that. Sir Chauncey said that. So I apologize. The one, the only Miss Cherie Harris.
That's
so,
right, Sir Chauncey. You tell him. Tell him like it is. He's been here from day one.
One thing our cousins ain't going to stop doing is making sure we doing things up here.
Love
so, y'all, go ahead, Shannon. I'm sorry. I just had to make sure I did things right.
I mean, so with that being said, with that comment being made, for the people who may not know you personally, can you tell us a little bit more about Cherie Harris and your role here at 101.7 The Truth? Just so people, the people listening know, because obviously you are a big deal and YouTube gonna keep us in check, but for the people listening.
Well, thank you. Thank you, True fans. I love you all. So I am one of the co-founders of 1017 The Truth when we started in 2021. And so I had Beagle's role. I was the general manager and helped launch The Truth, helped set up the content, the sales, the events, connecting with our partners, connecting within Good Karma Brands. Thank you, Good Karma Brands, for setting up The Truth. So I was part of all of that for, I believe, 4 years. And during that time, I mean, we've done so much. We participated in Juneteenth, which is one of our first events, and we were embraced by the community at Juneteenth. And then the idea came up about, hey, maybe we should do something for back to school. And I'm like, pause, what are we going to do? What are you talking about? And it's like, give away book bags and socks and stuff like that. And I'm like, pause, we got to do something bigger. And so we decided to develop Two Family Fest, and it just blossomed from there. It just became one of our big signature events, and we have received a lot of great feedback about it, and vendors and partners that want to be part of it. And here we are today, our fourth year, having True Family Fest at Riverside University High School. So I'm very excited to be part of it again. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that True fans remember me, embrace me. They've been a part of my life through a lot of physical challenges that I've gone through with my breast cancer journey, and being here, just being alive and being excited and thriving through. So, yeah, I appreciate that, sir. Shout out to Sir Chauncey. Thank you.
The one, the only, the legendary. He's still going. Yeah. Make sure I get it right.
He's still going. So you did talk about where the idea came from for the event. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's so important to bring this event directly to our community?
Well, I feel like we don't have enough, right? So I feel like we always need help. And sometimes it's hard to ask for that help, and it's hard to find out where to get it. And so why not? Why not be in the sandbox with everyone else that's having these wonderful back-to-school events and being part of the community? Because what we bring on the air is it's conversation about impact. It's conversation about our youth and what's going on with these teen takeovers and how can we resolve it. And like, everybody's asking, how can we help? So if bringing a True Family Fest back to school event is one way of helping a parent making an adjustment on that first day of school and beyond, then that's what we're going to do, because we have to be serving our community outside of the studio walls. And why not do it with an event that's fun and exciting and good for the family?
Absolutely.
I love that.
I'm looking forward to some
of the
food.
So when families walk through those doors,
what'd she say?
I am too, honestly. I'm
looking forward to some of this food that's going to be out there.
I know the food. I know. I'm going to make sure I hook you guys up too.
Thank you. Just slide a cookie in my pocket every now and then.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter. Keep it going. Right. I'll slice some Ben and Jerry's ice cream in your pocket. That's what's going to be there.
Please.
Ooh,
yes.
I'm going to make sure I watch my calories for the rest of this week. So Saturday, I could get a full
load. I'll watch your calories. Just eat.
Thank you. See? Thank you.
Right.
We don't shame up here.
Right, this is a cheat week. Not a cheat day, a cheat week.
Right. You can't eat anything anyway. You can't eat eggs. You can't eat salads.
So you might as well eat it.
Man. Popsicles? Like, what? So...
I didn't have hope we can all eat ice. Things
recalled. Just eat ice.
That's gonna be recalled soon.
I'm sorry. See how I derail? You see how I derail stuff? I'm sorry.
It's just a lunch break. This is what you do.
And I'm hungry. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, Shannon. Continue.
So we talked about the free food and the things that were given away.
Yeah.
When families walk through those doors on August 22nd, what do we expect them to experience? What can they take away from that day?
Oh, there's going to be a lot. So like I said, there's going to be Ben & Jerry's is going to be there giving away 200 scoops of ice creams. We're going to have Goody Gourmet popcorn gifts to give away. We're also going to have other local vendors that's going to be selling food on site and cafe, like coffees and so forth for the parents. Along with that, we're going to have community organizations that's going to be giving away resources, talking about housing, rental, community advocates will be there as well. We'll have daycare, Malika, and I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong, so please forgive me. We're going to have the daycare on site. It's going to be sharing resources and information. We'll also have one of our sponsors, AB Core, that's going to be doing activities with the kids. So be ready. Bring your have your tennis shoes on, have on shorts, have on your t-shirts, because you're going to be running, you're going to be walking, you're going to be doing jumpy jacks, you're going to be doing all kind of things for prizes. So it's a lot of fun. And artists working in education will also be on site with activities. So like I said, it's not just going to be you walking around with a bag and collecting like flyers and information. It's going to be an engaged event where you're going to be participating in a lot of things. And that's why we have it from 11 to 2, so you can have the time needed to be involved. And we'll also have local performers there. We'll have the Milwaukee Hitters, Drumline. We have DJ Infotech, who is an alumni of Riverside University High School.
Shout everybody knows Info. It.
What's up? That was my tennis buddy.
I know we go tennis? With.
Yes, we did. Black people play tennis.
I didn't say we didn't. I just didn't know he did.
He played. He was pretty.
Black person.
He was really good, actually. He was really good. And CB Legacy, Emma James, and of course our 101.7 Truth Personalities will be on site. We will be broadcasting live. So come on out, shake hands, say hi, say what's up, have some food. You know, volunteer. There will be gifts for those who want to volunteer as well. So.
Yeah, and we're still looking for volunteers, correct?
Yes.
We still need some volunteers. CIERRA dot Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com, right? If you would
That's
like to
right.
volunteer. I done read that so much, it's burnt in my brain now.
That's right. Or you could go to TrueFamilyFest.com, and there is a vendor, there is a link that you can click on to sign up.
You brought up one of the sponsors, AB Corcor. We actually got to interview him. That was earlier this week, right? These days going so fast.
Or
was that last week? But I heard you talking about, you know, make sure we bring our shoes and some shorts. One of the things that he was very, very passionate about is how movement impacts our emotions and so forth. And, you know, seem like a lot of the stories we've been talking about, Milwaukee's going through a lot of emotions right now.
Yeah.
So to hear you say that, I was like, man, we should really challenge people to come be a part of whatever movements I know he's going to have in store for the family. So I just wanted to bring that back to the conversation just to remind people how much movement impacts our emotions and our mental health as well.
Yeah, that is so true. For I know sure. it has impacted mine. I do water yoga every Sunday at 8:30. It's my thing. It's my religion. It's that, put it this way, it prevents me from throwing hands at y'all. I'm just being honest.
I know that's right.
I know we
right know what I'm talking
y'all.
About.
A little reset. Like, all right, I'm
but,
ready.
Ooh, namaste, namaste. My goodness.
Yeah, the hands and feet.
But yes, it's a lot of fun. But yes, Dr. Adele, he's great. He also has a TED Talk on YouTube. So you definitely want to tune in and listen to that. But yes, exercise is definitely key to resetting your soul. And that's what's going to be at True Family Fest.
Yep, absolutely.
For sure. I know we have a lot of conversations about supporting Black-owned business and support, like creating a stronger community. How does events like this kind of contribute to that?
Well, I feel like a lot of our local minority-owned businesses don't get enough support.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to find them. Sometimes they're in a place in a neighborhood, you just drive by and you forget that they're there. So it's important that we patronize those businesses. It's important that we support those businesses in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, having a community event like True Family Fest invites those businesses to us and to the community. So when you come in, you get in contact with them, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't know you existed. And these are the same businesses that call on What the Biz Is on Friday, plug, 8 a.m., on 101.7 to 2. And a lot of those businesses are now participating in True Family Fest. And I believe when you get connected with a community business, it just builds a village.
Mm-hmm.
Because back to school, working, some parents are working more than one job. It's hard. And they need the resources to help with their kids to, you know, to become better human beings. And a lot of times they are not exposed to those resources inside the classroom or in the school,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know where to go. So these businesses are coming to you at one place from 11 to 2 at True Family Fest.
At Riverside.
Yeah, to highlight that.
Yes.
At Riverside. The great Riverside.
Great to be a tiger.
You already know. You hear that, CC?
It's great to be a tiger.
She popped out from behind that window. Man.
We'll bring, Rufus King people could come.
No,
it's okay.
It is some amazing Rufus King generals life. Let me say that. Can I say that? Can we end the war for at least today until after our family fest? And then it's back home.
Like, you waged it. You started
it. And then it's back home.
You know, I challenged them to come and let's do a football game. I remember that used to happen, alumni football game.
Oh, they did.
And that was so dope. Like, we need to bring that back.
That was dope. Yeah. I never played, definitely. Though. I didn't have to.
Yeah, Kwaku used to set that up. So, shout out to Kwaku. Like, we need to bring that back. So, I'm putting that out there. For those who are listening, let's bring back the Riverside and Rufus King alumni football game.
Say no more. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
I ain't playing.
You said you holding the chair. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the Lunch Break Crew, Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound. Shannon, I got a little something on the menu real quick. You mind?
Yeah, what's on the menu, Ray?
Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, this Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It is free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering, please visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That is sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee Department of Community Wellness and Safety, AB Core, Ascension, and Tap In MKE. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
That's a great list.
Man,
it
was great to see the list grow too over the course of having to read these. At first, we just started with like artists working in education. Then you start seeing everybody coming through. But if you are just joining us, we are live with Miss. Wait, let me go make sure I do this right again. The one, the only Mrs. Cherie Harris, the legendary. Cherie Harris. I'll make sure I did that right this time before they put hands on me next time I walk outside the building. Shannon, how you doing? I know you got some more questions. What else you got, Shannon?
Let me put on my crown real quick. Hold on.
I'm telling you.
I know that's right.
Okay. No, I'm good.
Here we go. Period. She ready. So we talked about how back to school resources will be available and how this season can be super expensive for families. Again, what type of support are going to be available at the festival for kids going back to school?
Sure. So we will have back to school supplies to give away. Our vendors will also have supplies to give away as well. We will have a performance. I'm trying to get this solidified, but Cop for Kids did reach out to us and want to do a performance there. So fingers crossed we get that set up for them as well. Like I said, we will have food vendors on site for people to enjoy and eat while they're participating in the activities. And I don't want to give it all away, but I'm going to give something away. Yeah. So for the volunteers, and this is, there's a limited space, but there will be food provided and there will be a goodie bag for the volunteers to be there as well. So I just want to make sure, because we appreciate everybody who participates at our events. Yes. So there's going to be a handful of items that families are going to walk away with when they come to the event. So they're not going to, they come empty handed, but they're going to leave full.
Yes.
So
it's a good opportunity for everybody.
You guys just got to come through. Just come on through and say what's up.
Yes.
Straight up. And Shannon for gonna sure. be in town?
Yes.
Y'all come on, man. What?
Come on now.
Don't have
I see what y'all be texting the lines.
I'll be there like 8 a.m. Come on over. Let's have some coffee. Let's have a latte.
Man,
latte and a sandwich.
Ooh,
come say hi.
I like that. Peanut butter cookies.
Hey, peanut butter cookies.
You have some peanut butter cookies. I'll be there at 7.
Get those out of it.
I'm talking about a sausage egg McMuffin. That's just what I'm talking about something big. But yeah. Two peanut butter cookies.
I'll take a sausage egg McMuffin as well.
You're hungry.
I'm starving. I'm starving.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Aww.
Lucky I can get a snack between these 3-minute breaks. But I'm sorry, Shan. Y'all
I'm
told
having
y'all,
a good
y'all
time. Gotta... This is a good time.
So this would be my first. I'm sorry, Shannon. This would be my first Truth Family Fest, right? So I'm looking forward to one seeing the listeners, right?
Yeah.
The people that we don't see, the people that we don't get to interact with on YouTube or whatever, you know. Yeah. So that's what I feel like I'm so excited about, because we meet so many of the listeners just on our everyday.
Right.
I remember I was in, Woodman's, and somebody's like, oh, man, you was on the radio and y'all was talking about, y'all crazy. So it's great to see, like, the community starting to roll out and be like, oh, we hearing what y'all doing. We loving what y'all doing. So I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of the listeners. So make sure y'all get there. If peanut butter cookies is there at 7 a.m., I'll be there at 7.
I love that.
Peanut butter cookies and ice cream.
Right. No. Yes. Ben and Jerry's. And when you said that, Ray, about our listeners, they're like family, because now they have created their own group. Yeah. And sometimes they travel together to events like this just to, you know, have conversations with us and support us. And I love that. So they become family for us.
Yeah.
And I love that they still support us from day one, even through the transition. So thank you all for sticking with us. I'm glad to be back. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be a part of the team again with, you know, our old G's and our new G's, we call them. So you guys are unsung heroes. And I appreciate the Truth team just believing in the vision and just sticking with me in this idea, because we planned this in under 60 days. I'm just saying. I came back. I'm like, you guys want to have Family Fest? Yeah, we want to have Family Fest. I'm like, oh, snap. Okay.
You're like, what did I just kick up?
let me figure this out. And I was up all night trying to get it together. And now it's happening. It's here. It's Saturday, August 22nd at Riverside University High School from 11 to 2. So you want to be there. So maybe some karaoke. Maybe Ray might do a little song.
Hey, you know what? I said this
Ray,
when we first
Ray was
said,
supposed
I
to
I
perform. You promised that.
I said I was going to do something. I said I was going to do something. Do a little song. I'm going to do it now.
We gotta make some room for him on the entertainment roster. He gotta
scoot over,
Bow.
DJ InfoTech put the David tennis
Ruffin
racket down for
a second.
I'm gonna show up with a tennis racket. Be like, Info, I need 5. Give me 7 minutes.
Oh man, don't have him mad at me.
But speaking of you know, the OGs and the folks that was before us, I just wanted to read a comment from the chat. It says, y'all lucky she ain't grandstand on y'all and walk through there with Tori, Kyle, and Lieutenant / Dr. Ken Harris to really send a message on who laid and paved the foundation for y'all whippers. Look at Kyle. Kyle walked right in. He said it paved the way for y'all young whippersnappers.
Hey, what up, Truth Nation? You're here to talk about Saturday at the Family Fest. I'm going to be at the Family Fest on Saturday at Riverside.
There we go.
Yes. Again. I can't wait. Can't wait.
There we go. Man, see, soon as we were set
it off,
paved
Kyle.
The way. Paved the way for us, man. So shouts out to everybody that came before us. Like we said before, we do appreciate what you all have built in the past and how welcoming the family has been for us to, you know, join what you all have already created. So we're very humble for being a part of this.
Thank you.
For sure.
Love you
And for
all.
The people listening. Oh, before I get into this question, we also have a caller on the line. Biko.
Hey, I just wanted to call and let Miss Reed know how much I appreciate her, the MBM board.
Say her name right.
Appreciate her.
If you appreciate her, say her name right.
Say it right for me, Ray.
The one, the only, The legendary.
Can I get a t-shirt?
Sheree Harris.
The queen.
If I got to do it right, you got to. Everybody got to do it right. She's in the building.
Right. I'm going to get it.
So go
He's
ahead.
So important, we might get it tattooed on our left arm so we can always look at it. Miss Sheree, we just honestly really appreciate what you've done to stand with us. And I really, I'm so thankful and look forward to what we continue to build over next, you know, short term and long term. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Biko.
Curly Q
that.
Said, legendary indeed. Hey, Sheree, you're getting a lot
hey,
of
Curly
love.
Hey, Curly Q. They, that's my girl.
That's right.
We're going to have a conversation. We need another once a week. Can we get once a week?
I need some Tito's with
segment.
Bruh.
I'm sorry, Shannon. Go
that's
ahead.
When we move.
One day I'm going to get the real story, but continue, Shannon.
I'm not going to be welcome back inside. I am not going to be welcome back inside. Calm down. I'm going to be welcome back.
We love you here.
Okay. I love you guys too.
Speak.
All right.
Waving to the cameras. Everybody.
Hi, guys.
Land is playing, Shannon.
For the people listening who want to be a volunteer, what type of volunteers are we looking for before we head out? What type of volunteers are we
looking for?
That's
a great question. So I am just looking for somebody who has a stamina basically, just to be around and just be involved in anything we ask them to do. Sometimes, you know, help vendors set up their tents. Just making sure that if they need bottled waters or something going on, just to walk around and engage, mm-hmm. just to make sure everybody's okay. We're definitely going to need help with taking things down, some tents and stages, take those down as well. So if you can lift more than 20 pounds, that would be helpful. And we're also going to need help with parking because it is for vendors. So I just want to put it out there, there's parking out in the area, of course, but their parking is for vendors because we're using the parking lot to set up artists working in education because they're going to have a bus. Milwaukee Fire Department may be there. Pray that there's no emergencies, but we totally understand. And Ben and Jerry's is going to be in the parking lot as well, as well as our food vendors. So we want to keep that space clear for those who are attending the event to walk around and engage. So we will need help. We will have security on site to guide the parking as well, but there is parking around in the neighborhoods, and we'll make sure that everybody will have a wonderful, great time, including our volunteers.
For sure, for sure. So before we head out, give us those details one more time, where and when the True Family Fest is and what people need to know before they come. I know you just gave us kind of like about parking and things of that mm-hmm. nature, but where, when is probably the
All
what
right.
we need.
It's going to be this Saturday, August 22nd from 11 to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. More information, you can go to truefamilyfest.com or feel free to email Sierra Brown at CIERRA.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com.
Y'all heard it, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I know
much.
What I'm going to need help
Thank
with.
Thank you so much for having
You're
us.
You're welcome. What I can't wait to with? See you maybe, Shannon. This is going to be a great time. Y'all get your voice ready. It'll be some karaoke.
Oh, we doing karaoke too.
I have a mask on and like the what is it called? The humidifier people walk around with. Y'all gonna be surprised at these vocals.
Oh my gosh, that's serious.
Well, thank you for joining us, Miss Sheree Harris, the legendary, the one, the only. Thank you for joining us, and we definitely appreciate your leadership here as well. And love where you're transitioning this station to. And I look forward to this journey with you.
Thank you. I appreciate you all.
All right. Don't go anywhere, y'all. When we get back, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes here on the lunch break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
I know you love to eat. That's what they're about, too. Boy, you going to eat, boy. I tell you that.
Don't go anywhere.